With the number of self-help books currently on the market, you'd think there wouldn't be room for one more. How to Cry Like a Man, What's Wrong with My Head, How to Dress Your Inner Child, It's All Mommy's Fault. How could any book improve on them? It's easy. They're the problem. This book is the solution. Self-help books are bile-spewing garbage written to profit from your pitifulness. They're like my childhood dentist. After my checkup, he'd give me a lollipop. Do you know why? So that my teeth would rot and he'd get more work. You see, writers of self-help books don't want you to get better. They want you to get worse. If self-help books actually worked, the people who wrote them would be out of jobs. And if the people who wrote them were all out of jobs, then the world economy would spiral into depression. You know why? Because they own everything. Look at the facts. Farms can feed thousands, and robots have replaced humans in the manufacture of goods. Therefore, we shouldn't have to work. We should all be sitting on our butts eating cheesies on a tray brought by some cute little robot. But we aren't, are we? No, we're working harder than ever. Why? So we can afford the services of parasitic professions like therapists, psychologists, teachers, and greeting card writers that waste time and money and destroy our bliss. Why do we do this? Because they control us, that's why. The brainwashing starts the moment you're born. You're told that thinking and feeling are good, but they are not. They are an evil cancer that eats at you from the inside until one day you find yourself wondering, what is the meaning of my life? You buy a self-help book to find the answer. It tells you that instead of being a little down, you actually have a poisoned childhood, an inner child with colic, and a former life that ended tragically when you were crushed after trying to prop up the last menhir at Stonehenge. You buy another book to solve this problem, which leads to another and another until you're a complete basket case living in a basement stuffed with five-step programs and Oprah magazines. You're so desperate, you see a therapist. Now they really have you. You spend the rest of your life paying someone to listen to how pathetic you are. I will not let this happen to you. That is why I have locked myself in this small room to write this book. They want to stop me, but they won't. I will not let another precious mind succumb to their thoughtful, evil ways. You must break the cycle. Stop thinking and feeling. Get stupid!